We have, because of Rosh Chodesh and because of our special Saturday morning live celebration of Martin Luther King's birthday, a very full morning. So I'm going to just make one brief comment about this morning's parsha, this morning's Torah reading, which is that Moses says to God, "Whom shall I say sent me?" When the people ask, I need to be able to tell them. And God actually answers him. Actually, I don't know how many of you remember David Steinberg's biblical routines, but he actually makes fun of this scene. He says that Moses said to God, "Who shall I say sent me?" And God says, "Whom?" But that's not actually in the Torah. Could we hold people, please, for a moment? Thank you. So Moses asks God, but then when the plagues come, he never goes to the people and says, "I am that I am," which is what God answers. He never says, "By the way, I am sent me." So the question is, why does he ask the question if he doesn't want to use the answer? And this is part of a tradition that exists in the Torah of people asking ostensibly for one reason, but really for another. Jacob, remember, when he wrestles the angel, says, "I want you to bless me." And what does the angel say to him? "Your name will no longer be Jacob, it will be..." But that's not a blessing. A blessing is you'll have wealth, you'll have health, you'll live long. It's not you're now called Fred. That's not a blessing. So what is it that Jacob's looking for, and what is it that Moses is looking for? Well, what Jacob is looking for is to become a new person. He doesn't want to be the Jacob he was. So an angel is giving him a blessing, but it's the blessing of self-transformation. It's not the blessing that you would think he was asking for. And Moses also needs for himself. He needs to know, who is it that's sending me? Not for the people's sake, but for his own sake. So God blesses him with God's name so that he'll know that he can say what he needs. Which reminds me of the closing story of the Klutzker Rebbe, who, later in life, when he was asked how he became a rabbi, his disciple said, "Well, it must have been an amazing teacher, a powerful intellect, somebody remarkable to turn you into a rabbi." He said, "No, it was a simple teacher in my town. But he told what he knew, and I heard what I needed." And that's part of the lesson too, which is when we read the Torah, when we pray, when we listen to a Dvar Torah, we tell what we know, but at least as important, like Moses, like Jacob, is that we cultivate the skill of hearing what it is that we need. Let's bring everybody in as we prepare for the Dvar Torah of our...